Senate GOP to prescribe new health plans.
They have to get together and get it done.
Remains found in hunt for missing men.
This is a homicide, make no mistake about it.
An airline's plan for passengers on overbooked flights.
They will get that offer up to 5 days ahead of time.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A revised version of the Senate Republican health care plan will emerge today. CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes says it's designed to win over members of the GOP who've put up resistance.
CBS News has learned that the new draft adds in billions of dollars in opioid funding. It also adds more money to a stabilization fund to help low-income Americans afford insurance on the individual market. And it funds all of those changes by leaving some of Obamacare's taxes on the wealthy in place, like a tax on investment income. Now, those taxes are a big turnoff for conservatives, and there's no indication that this new draft addresses the biggest concern for moderate Republicans, which was the deep Medicaid cuts in the first bill that they say will hurt millions of their own vulnerable constituents.
I'm Bill Rakoff. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is trying to win over moderate Republicans. The American Conservative Union's Matt Schlapp says McConnell's fighting an uphill fight.
I think the leader realizes that not getting a health care plan through the House and the Senate and having it hit the president's desk is really a disaster for the Republican Party.
McConnell can still only lose two Republicans, and Kentucky's Rand Paul is already a firm no on this version of the bill.
This bill is less repeal than the last bill. The last bill was not Obamacare repeal. This bill is even less.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. In an interview set to air on the 700 Club, President Trump was asked by the Reverend Pat Robertson what he'll do if the health care bill doesn't pass.
Well, I don't even want to talk about it because I think it would be very bad. I will be very angry about it.
In the past, the president has seemed to shrug off failure, saying it would be okay. Now, he says of Senate Leader Mitch McConnell,
Mitch has to pull it off. He's working very hard. He's got to pull it off.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
In that interview, President Trump expressed doubt that Russia's Vladimir Putin actively worked to get him into the White House.
He would like Hillary, where she wants to have windmills. He would much rather have that because energy prices will go up. And Russia, as you know, relies very much on energy.
So
there are many things that I do that are the exact opposite of what he would want.
But 2016 emails released by Donald Trump Jr. talk of a Russian government effort to support his father. They all surround a meeting Trump Jr. and others in the campaign held with a Russian lawyer. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
The White House said the president has spoken with his son in recent days. An attorney for the president also denied reports that he is trying to build a wall between himself and anyone who could potentially be in legal jeopardy for their knowledge of and their participation in that meeting, such as son-in-law Jared Kushner.
Well, today, Mr. Trump is in France.
President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron will hold talks at the Élysée Palace. Officials here say they'll discuss counterterrorism, on which they largely agree, as well as climate and international trade, on which they don't. Then the two will be joined by their wives for an intimate dinner at one of the most exclusive restaurants in Paris, the Jules Verne, on the second level of the Eiffel Tower. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
After a four-day search on rural farmland outside Philadelphia for four missing men, police found buried remains.
We can now identify Dean Finocchiaro, 19 years old, of Middletown, as one of the people that was found buried in that grave.
Bucks County DA Matthew Weintraub says other remains have yet to be ID'd.
We're going to bring each and every one of these lost boys home to their families one way or another.
The 20-year-old son of the family that owns the property is in custody and could face homicide charges. Police overseas are making a case against several men in the beating death of an American tourist on a Greek island. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor.
Nine men charged in the violent death of Bakari Henderson, the African-American tourist from Austin, brutally assaulted outside a bar on the Greek island of Zakynthos. Five suspects jailed, followed by four more. The nine men, one Greek, seven Serbs, and a British citizen of Serb origin, all charged with intentional homicide. Police say racism ruled out as a motive, saying it was alcohol-fueled. Steve?
United Airlines, which changed overbooking awards after a passenger was dragged off a flight, is now charting a new course. Bloomberg reports passengers who get message alerts from the airline will get a heads up a few days before their trip if the flight is oversold. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says it's a way for United to head off headaches and cash in.
They alert these passengers by email saying, would you be flexible in your schedule, and we'll give you a voucher of up to $250 to take a later flight the same day. Then the business traveler who's paying a higher fare who wants that seat will then buy that seat for as much as $800 or $900. One passenger gets a voucher, and the airline makes a whole lot more money.
Well, there are new questions about the safety of SUVs used by some police departments. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve has more from the Texas Capitol.
In just the last week, six Austin officers have been treated for carbon monoxide exposure. The department has now taken 37 Ford Explorers out of service. Assistant Police Chief Troy Gay.
We believe it is something that we do need to take immediate action.
Ford has known about it since at least 2012. A company representative later acknowledged in a deposition it appears to be a design issue that may allow exhaust, which contains carbon monoxide, to seep in, likely through unsealed seams in the rear of the SUV.
Federal investigators are looking into those issues. A researcher found a security lapse that exposed the personal data of millions of Verizon wireless customers. CBS News tech analyst Larry Maggett says information included names, addresses, personal IDs, and PINs.
The data breach was the result of a human error by an Israeli-based contractor that works with Verizon. Data from about 6 million customers was exposed in a cloud storage area.
Verizon says none of that information made it into the wrong hands. Turned down twice for U.S. visas, a group of girls from Afghanistan will be allowed into this country to take part in a robotics competition next week. The White House says President Trump intervened to make it happen. It's not clear why the applications were turned down in the first place. There's an update on the health of the Queen of Country Music.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a call.
Loretta Lynn is back at home in Tennessee recovering after a stroke she suffered months ago. She tweets that her new album, initially set to come out in August, will be delayed since she's been trying to get better from the May stroke. Her remaining tour dates this year have also been canceled. The 85-year-old songwriter justified the delay of the album that her fans should, quote, deserve me at my best. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Moon dust collected by Neil Armstrong during the first lunar landing is going to be sold at an auction next week that'll be held on the 48th anniversary of the historic event. The dust and rocks are in a plastic bag that could fetch between $2 million and $4 million. A photo Armstrong took on the moon and a flight plan for the Apollo 11 astronauts will also be sold off. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.